Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. I have commented many times in the past from articles in the magazine called Verdict, published by Judicial Watch. In its June 2018 issue, it had several wonderful articles, but the one that caught my attention was about the city of Baltimore, which has the highest per capita murder rate and has just now created a defense fund for illegal aliens. The article says that less than a year after Baltimore prosecutors ordered staff not to charge illegal immigrants with minor nonviolent crimes because it could get the offenders deported, Maryland's largest city will hire immigration attorneys to help those facing removal. Baltimore has the nation's highest per capita homicide rate and has been coined the deadliest city in the United States by a mainstream newspaper. The trend of using taxpayer dollars to assist illegal aliens in deportation proceedings all started under the Obama administration. As an example, the Chicago City Council led the way by creating a $1.3 million legal defense fund, and Los Angeles followed with a $10 million defense fund to help illegal immigrants dodge justice. Shortly thereafter, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors offered to kick in another $3 million to provide for more lawyers for them. According to this article, Baltimore took it a step further by creating a policy to go easy on alien criminals in state cases to avert collateral immigration consequences. Baltimore's chief deputy state's attorney instructed prosecutors to think twice before charging illegal immigrants with minor nonviolent crimes. Besides Baltimore, two other Maryland counties, Montgomery and Prince George, offer illegal immigrants sanctuary. According to this article, the Trump administration is not supporting the conduct of these states and cities as it pertains to illegal aliens, as that means these people are here illegally. Having traveled in Europe in years past, I know what happens to you if you cross into a country without a passport or a license for entry into that country. We should be just as responsive as these European countries are. In 2015, President Obama allocated $2 million of our tax dollars to hire attorneys to represent the influx of illegal alien minors in federal immigration proceedings. At some point, this has to stop, as I love this country of ours. This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.